Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Tuesday evening, December 16th. I'm Matthew Bouncey. This time, the importance of making financial resolutions and the challenges for vinyl makers. Thinking about your New Year's resolutions? Maybe you're considering something about dieting or quitting smoking, but what about your personal finances? Fact is, surveys find there's been a continuing decline in resolutions focused on money.
According to the study, and we've been doing this for 6 years now, the number of Americans ringing in 2015 with a financial resolution is only 31% this year as compared to 43% in 2014.
Fidelity Investments Senior Vice President Lauren Bruhart says one reason is that people are just simply more secure with their finances.
Many Americans are feeling confident about their own finances. In fact, 41% feeling better about their present financial situation than the same time last year.
However, Bruhart says the numbers indicate that the simple act of making a resolution can really improve your financial situation dramatically.
For those who say they made a resolution at the start of 2014, more than half now feel that they're actually better off financially. And in contrast, only 38% of those who didn't make a resolution can say the same.
What's more is 74% of folks who said they made a financial resolution in 2014 got at least halfway to their goal. As we continue, grooving to music on vinyl has put producers in a rut.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Demand for vinyl records is growing, with sales of nearly 8 million LPs this year, up 49% from the same period last year.
A lot of younger music fans, especially indie rock fans, are buying more vinyl records, attracted to the perceived superior sound quality of a vinyl record and just the fun of putting a needle on a groove.
Still, the Wall Street Journal's Neil Shah says vinyl records accounted for only 2% of the year's music sales, making it difficult to justify spending the cash to maintain the machinery needed to make them, and even tougher to find investors willing to pay for new equipment.
It's prohibitively expensive to build a new machine from scratch. One pressing plant told me it would cost them about $250,000 to make a new one. It's very hard to make new pressing machines, which is kind of putting a ceiling on how much can be pressed.
In the meantime, Neil Shah says the nation's 15 or so record pressing plants are struggling to meet demand.
They're running late on orders sent to them by record labels. Record labels typically, back in the day, used to send in an order and get their LPs pressed and back to them to stick in stores in 3-4 weeks. Now it's taking 3 months.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Pouncey for The Wall Street Journal.